This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. No S. Sherlock is back and more of the game known as Big Dummy 844-999. Ola Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Aaron, sober, not sober.
Not sober,
Aaron. All right, Aaron. Men's Room poll. You got to do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, stay in a hospital, fast, or jury duty?
You know, I think I got to go with the jury duty.
Jury duty it is.
I will see you there, my friend. We'll struggle through this boring, dumbass case together.
I love it.
All right, here is your question. What American city has more bridges than any other city in the world?
More bridges.
And no, we don't call it like Bridge Town or anything like that.
It's not Chicago, is it?
Sorry, that's not a bad guess.
Pittsburgh?
It is Pittsburgh. I think it might be New York, but it's Pittsburgh. And they're all in great shape.
Well, it's still time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, here we go again. The Men's Room members only question. This is the question where the answer is one of the members of the Men's Room radio program. The question is, which member of the Men's Room was surrounded by a SWAT team during a particularly impassioned speech at a work event?
Was that you, Thrill?
You are correct, sir.
Like profile this. When you need 15 officers to take care of one person, that person more than likely going to be black.
That is very, I didn't even know, I was so drunk, I was so angry, and I don't remember them showing up, but I remember Miles kind of calmly but firmly taking the microphone from me and just saying, dude, trust me. Then it was explained to me later, like they showed up in riot gear, man.
Oh, they did. And shields and everything. Yeah. That was a good time.
Great time
talking to those fine gentlemen.
Great night.
Coming out of the back of a SWAT van, like they're running like the show. Never seen that before.
I don't remember.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Chris.
Hello, Chris. Bye, Chris. Hello, Casey. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
Casey, are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I am playing sober.
All right, Casey. Welcome to the show. Okay, Casey. Our Men's Room poll. You got to do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, stay in a hospital, fast, or jury duty?
I'll stay in a hospital.
Just stay in the hospital. All right. No, you ever stayed
yeah,
in
a lot of books.
You ever stayed in the hospital for any length of time?
Not really.
Okay.
I guess I don't know what it's like.
No, it's probably fun for you.
That's what you think it is.
Yeah.
It's boring and you hurt. But with free drugs. All right, here is your question.
Nothing's free in the hospital.
Well, you know what? Right. You don't pay at the time. That's a very good point. What country is the only country left in the world with a monarchy that still uses the term emperor instead of king or queen?
Monarchy. I don't know this one.
Morocco.
No. Japan?
Japan.
Yeah. Oh. They have an emperor.
Oh, you said Japan?
It is in fact Japan, yeah.
Huh.
All right, here is your question. This is multiple choice. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, or FDR. Which president gave a presidential pardon to a man convicted of attempted bestiality?
Oh,
hate when they talk politics.
Give me the options one more time.
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, or FDR? Which president gave a presidential pardon to a man convicted of attempted bestiality? Apparently, he was too drunk to do it successfully, but...
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Nice.
Know your bestiality presidential pardons. That is a
so
real rare...
He had a friend that that had sex with a horse.
He did not have sex. He attempted to have sex. As the story goes, the guy was too drunk to successfully complete the endeavor, but he was arrested, but he got a presidential pardon from Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, that's cool. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
You're right, Miles. That is cool. That's one of those things I wish they would touch on in history class. Like, hey, one last thing about Abraham Lincoln. What, Emancipation Proclamation?
Yeah,
whatever.
Gettysburg Address, blah, blah, blah.
This, right, by 4, 7, whatever. He also pardoned a man who got drunk and tried to have sex with a farm animal. Mm. That's what you want to remember.
Here's $5.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Hola.
Hola.
Andy, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober.
Sober Andy. All right, Andy. This week's men's room poll. Do one for a week. Boot camp, stay in a hospital, fast, or jury duty?
Jury duty.
Jury duty.
I wonder if there's anyone out there named Jerry Duty.
Mm-hmm.
If there is, they hate their name.
Exactly.
Call me Gerald, goddammit. All right, here is your question. What slang term for your stomach is the highest scoring ailment in the game of Operation?
That's not the rubber band.
When was the last time you played Operator?
Oh, a few years back.
I have no idea. I'm just going to go with your gut.
Is it belly? Is it the bread basket? Oh, the bread basket.
Bread basket.
Yeah, it is kind of hard because it's big and it's a square. And you got to take a piece of bread out of there with your tongs.
It's weird, man. So, you know, my kids, a couple of years ago, Operation is kind of a game you play. And listen, kids suck at Operation. They just do. I did. My kids do. All kids do. They just can't do it. And I'm like, I got this. I'm finally an adult. After years of alcohol and drugs, you realize, well, my hands shake more than I thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll never buy binoculars.
Man, oh, man. All right, here is your question. What color is an octopus's blood? It's the same color as a lobster's blood.
Keep in mind, they're an alien.
Blue.
That's right. That blood is blue. You know that's why I'm $18 a pound.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999 Hola.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's
room. You're in Charlottesville.
Hola. Hola. Sober, not sober.
I'm not sober, guys.
All right, welcome to the show. And that's
thank you.
Do one for a week. Will it be boot camp, hospital, fast, or jury duty?
Boot camp.
Boot camp. All right.
Yep.
All right, here is your question. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
Programmer.
Pretty easy, dude. Tom Hanks.
Leonardo da Vinci? I don't know.
I can see that book. I don't know his name, though.
Dan Brown.
It's a pretty plain name.
It is.
It's a Da Vinci
Bob
code.
Jones and Dan Brown.
I'm Dan Brown.
Now you got a 50-50 shot at this. True or false? Before getting into comedy, Larry the Cable Guy worked, well, in fact, as a cable guy.
Well, I mean, so I'm going to say true.
False.
Really? Damn. What did he do?
I have absolutely no idea, but he was not a cable guy.
Tell you what he does now. He's rich. He just rolls around in his money.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is loaded.
You know how much money he made from that movie, Cars?
No idea.
If you don't have kids, you wouldn't realize that. Kind of like Eddie Murphy doing Donkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you might think about their career, that dude, like when it rains at his house, it's money falling out of the sky. When he farts, you hear change hit the floor. He's living that kind of life. Your question.
Get her done.
Yeah. Three words. Make millions.
Yep.
Disneyland in California has only closed three times in history. The day of national mourning for JFK back in 63. after the 1994 earthquake in Northridge, California, and on what other day?
Honestly, I do not know. I have no idea.
You have no...
9/11.
Okay.
What did you say?
Oh, it was...
9/11. All right.
Oh, I think I know. Turn off the microphone for me.
All right.
Hello?
Oh,
hello.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
All right, here's your question. In 1961, Ham the chimp, in other words, a chimpanzee named Ham, he became the first animal that the U.S. sent into space. Did he live or did he die? I'm trying to be dramatic. It's not funny, Ted. Goddamn. Did he live or did he die?
How do you communicate with him? You know what I mean?
I'm going to say he died.
You are a horrible person. Oh. Ham lived, man.
Oh.
Nice.
He splashed back down.
Dogs have been in space and whatnot.
He told him all about it.
Yeah, Belkin didn't do so well.
Damn.
He lived the rest of his life at a zoo. That's not a
question five.
Man, that kind of sucks.
What?
He went all the way to space and back, and then had to spend the rest of his life in a zoo.
Hey, look, man.
We should let him go free.
I mean, shouldn't he get laid and stuff when he gets back, like eat a pizza?
Oh, you know, he was a dude at the zoo.
He earned it.
But no one knows.
All the other chimps are like, I heard you've been to space. Yeah, mama.
They don't know.
Get some space penis.
You know what I mean?
You don't think he told the other chimps,
in space. They have no idea what he's done.
You didn't see Planet of the Apes, did you? Look, man, they're smarter than you think.
That's crap. Comprehend. You did that, and now no one gives a crap, and no one knows in your circle.
But he's a chimp.
But he still went to space.
So where do you put him where he feels rewarded?
I don't know.
Back where chimps live.
Right.
Let him go free.
Like, no one's ever going to know.
I mean, would he just stare at the stars at night, you know? Like,
man, I'm going to say his experience is more like, ah!
Ah! Or do you think he just...
Ah! What the F is going on?
They just,
holy freaking cow! Ah! And then someone opened the hatch and said, hey man, you made it back. What did you just do?
Now he just masturbates at the San Diego Zoo.
All right, in front of everybody.
Yeah.
My next question, 50-50 shot. Which is larger, the continental United States or the Sahara Desert?
The Sahara Desert.
All right. You are correct, sir.
Okay, there you go on the game known as Big Dummy. Still to come, Head Chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has every state's favorite Super Bowl foods. Noah Sherlock coming up, as well as those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has every state's favorite Super Bowl foods. First time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
We'll read one here from today as far as our Men's Room poll, which, by the way, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, you can go there and vote. Our poll basically was, if you could do one for a week, would you spend it doing boot camp, hospital, would you fast, or have jury duty? And we have one email worth reading. Okay, Miles, want to experience Marine Corps boot camp?
No.
We the Marines have a workshop that takes educators and other public figures to San Diego, a.k.a. boot camp, all paid for. Just call your local Marine Corps recruiting station. Let's see if you have the onions. All other boot camps,
well they smell.
That's Boy Scouts. We move on to the birthday emails. Guys, it's my son Griffey's 9th trip around the sun. Going to get a Leroy Jenkins, an OG fish sandwich, and Mickey and Goofy talking about Deadpool. Thanks, guys. That from Adam.
Let's do this. Leroy
Jenkins! Fish sandwich.
Well, gosh, I love me some Deadpool. In fact, I plan on visiting your Deadpool. You know where it's located.
I never really watched it. You know why? I didn't make it. It's not a Disney production. I don't watch that ass.
Actually, it is.
Oh, man, I
Marvel love... player, remember you bought them. Along with Star Wars, that children's labor ring.
I own so much stuff now, it's hard to keep it straight.
You own them.
I do own Deadpool. Suck it, Donald.
Want to give a great big shout out to our super special kid, Aiden. He is a monstrous 12 years old today. His parents just made the move to Seattle from Arizona. So they're glad they're back. We would love to hear a big woo from all of you or talking all over yourselves about building forts out of moving boxes. Rock on. That from Cynthia and D. Wayne.
Woo!
Build a fort out of moving boxes. Dude, it's a very simple process. Right. Make sure
it's easier with chairs. Yeah.
Hit the edges, I'm telling you.
Build a
cut
fort.
Your ass wide open. It's no good at all.
Hide in the fort.
Guys, since no one of my friends will remember to give me a shout-out, I'm asking for my own birthday request from Bozeman, Montana. My friend came to visit me, which means I don't get to get any today. So I was hoping to hear the Dirty Germans and Aussie Ted talking about how I'm getting C-blocked on my birthday. That from Kristen.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're getting C-blocked on your birthday, but apparently it's because you're not here.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. I don't know how you mates are doing it in the States, but it seems pretty hard for a woman to be C-blocked.
Yeah, but I like it.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what the definition of C is.
That's a good point, mate, and I say that C all the time. All right. Well, you know, to be honest with you, it's happened to me.
Yeah, I'd sell your seven C's.
Guys, I'm 29 today, and since I've been playing a lot of Kingdom Hearts 3, I would love to hear the Dirty Germans talk about keys and holes. Rock on, bitches. That from Fluffy.
Yeah, funny you should bring that up, as they call my penis the skeleton key.
Yeah.
Because it is bony.
Oh. Yeah. You know, there's lots of things on the human body that are like a lock, and so I have the key to open it.
Yeah.
It looks like a tiny little breakfast sausage.
Bitches, can I get a birthday shout-out to Jolene with some turtle wax with a holy SJ in the middle. Thanks, guys. She is 33 today.
Holy J!
Drop the beat.
Bitches, please help me wish Mike, pronounced hot dog, unicorn, shaky skids, a happy 36th birthday. Today also marks the day we decided to officially take the plunge each other. And he opened my eyes to the world. I have not been bored at all this entire year, and I owe it all to you, you freaky weirdo. The old man would love to hear the dirtiest of Germans talking about grapes and all the slaps. Thanks, guys, from Panda, a.k.a. Box Cabbage the Monster. Jesus, God.
Yeah, he does not want to open your eyes. He wants to open your mouth.
Yes.
And stretch it.
This box cabbage sounds like sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Seems like a weird place to hold your cabbage.
Bitches, today's my 37th birthday.
It's a real coleslaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know none of my friends are intelligent enough to listen to this fine program and email in for me. How about Mickey and Goofy talking about cocaine and strippers? Thanks, fellas. Best radio show podcast there ever was. That from the Hot Sauce Committee.
Well, gosh, it's funny you should bring up cocaine and strippers. Once I told old Mixter here that he owned Deadpool, he calls them kibbles and bits. But that's code for cocaine and strippers.
Mouse tip number one. When you have as much money as I do and as much cocaine, strippers become escorts. It's an awesome lifestyle. So mouse tip number one, get rich. Bang strippers.
He's been saying it since I known him.
I bet we get an endorsement deal with Disney. You know, we'll have a whole cruise ship.
Counting down the days.
Where do you think I meet the princesses?
Guys, it's not
casting
my
casting couch. It's one of my favorite things to smell as a dog.
My 39th trip around the Big Yellow Star. How about a Leroy Jenkins and some dirty Germans talking about the polar vortex? Love the show. That from Darren.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, we only call it the polar vortex because he keeps putting ice cubes there.
Yes, it's polar vortex. It reminds me of the time I got laid in Bavaria. It was very cold. She was.
Hello, gentlemen. It's my 40th trip around this beautiful sun, hoping I could get maybe a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about turning 40. You guys are the best. That from Nicole.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by turning 40. Last time I turned 40, I was turning 40 nipples with both of my hands. But the good thing, it was only one person.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes I like to be with a 40-year-old or just two 20s. Yeah, 40 is an interesting age. You're not 50 and you're not 30.
Yeah, I try it with someone who's 80, but don't go halfway.
All right, guys.
40's the new 30, by the way. Said by a guy that'll be 40 soon.
Here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Two more quick ones here. Guys, in Waubin, as far as kids will be kids, when I was a kid around 10, 11, my two brothers and I were fascinated with poop. One day, I thought of a funny thing to do. I was going to poop on the highway by our house in the perfect spot so the cars would run over it. Once I laid down a good pile, we waited till a car hit it. And once it did, it flew everywhere, all over the side of their car. We laughed and laughed so hard. That was probably the funniest moment of my entire life. Take care from Jimmy in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jimmy, I like you. I like you. And don't lie. It was last year.
And as far as glad it wasn't me. In Florida, about 15 years ago, there was some bubble hash going around at the time. I was on the phone with a friend who excitedly exclaimed, "Oh my God, I just found a ball of hash." Being the kind of guy to cash a bowl in one hit, that's what he did. The next statement he made was absurd. Ah, that was a rabbit turd.
Oh, Jesus.
Moral of the story, if you own rabbit and drop some hash, let it go. Let it go.
That's from a whole bowl or Jay. A whole little ball of hash at once, too.
Mm-hmm. I like your style.
Yeah, it's going for it. Okay.
Must be made friends.
Still to come, we will drink a toast with a shout of the day. Another round of No Way Sherlock coming up. But first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Wow.
You
didn't pay the band last week.
Huh.
Oh.
I know you were keeping it under wraps. They were bitching about it today. Like, man, you ain't paid us. Like, fellas, come on, man.
Oh, listen, that band wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for me.
Oh, see, don't start it. That's how it's going to go. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, all right.
There's going to be nothing next week I can feel.
All right, Super Bowl Sunday. I've been saying this for 2 weeks. A lot of people... I don't know if it's everywhere, but a lot of people go, well, I don't really care about football. Yeah, it's not about that, man. Super Bowl's about snacks, hanging out, drinking beers.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Having fancy cocktails. You got children in your life? Fix them a cranberry, orange juice, and Sprite, man. Hook them up with a little mocktail.
Yeah, give them all that sugar, because that'll make the day better.
Well, that's when somebody like me comes over to your home.
Right.
Like, come around, children. Let me load you up with all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to leave. You watch that child puke.
Something red.
That's right. But I'm just saying, like, Super Bowl Sunday to me is just, it's like an extra holiday we get.
It really is.
And it's dead of winter. Mm-hmm. Half the country's frozen. And I don't mean sort of frozen, like crazy frozen. So it's also about snacks. All right. So this is kind of a weird list here. But they have the most Googled Super Bowl food in every state.
All right.
All right. Some of them are kind of what you expect. Some of them are just kind of weak, if you ask me. All right. Pick a state, Miles.
Okay. I'll say just because in New York, it's going to be buffalo wings. Or some kind of buffalo flavored dip or I don't know. Just because, hey. That's
New
like
York?
The home of the wing, you know?
You're correct. The Buffalo Wing was started in Buffalo at the Anchor Bar.
That's exactly right.
Actually, New York State, the thing they Googled the most, spinach dip.
What?
Spinach.
You're better than that. Hey, CMF, you're better than that.
Okay.
The person who brings spinach dip to your home, kick him out.
Well, I like
take
spinach
him out.
Dip is pretty good.
Take
it's
him out.
Spinach dip.
Out.
Hmm.
About,
it's not the worst.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Mm. Mississippi. Now, Mississippi, I don't know what the hell is going on down there. I assume this is a Google term, because a lot of people aren't eating these. Because when I think Mississippi, I think fried food.
Right.
I think Cajuns.
That's why I'm going there, man.
Granola bars.
What? No way.
Come on.
No way.
I just want to say.
Hey, you can't deep fry a granola bar.
Stop it.
I feel like somebody.
For the Super Bowl?
I think it'd be like a pound of steamed shrimp or something.
You know what? Hey, spinach dick, you're welcome back. Granola guy, the F out of my house.
Dude, I'm with you.
Are you kidding?
Showed up with granola bars.
Yeah.
There's no frosting or nothing on them.
Right.
Out the door. Mike, don't laugh. It's happened.
You kicked somebody out of your apartment one time because they brought the wrong kind of
if they brought granola to a Super Bowl party,
I'm
sorry.
Just like, I said it happened. It could happen.
It could happen.
I'd kick my mother out. Like, you can't be here, man.
You cannot have
bring granola.
You cannot have these little weenies and string cheese pieces on a toothpick if you bring something like that in here.
Yeah, it's done, man. You get none of this honey mustard that's just sitting in my fridge for 3 weeks. All right.
Why do you have any left? It's so good.
I know. All right, let's go to not an actual state, but a territory in D.C.
I'd hope chicken wings, man. I hate to be that guy all the time, but it's not. It's a crab, some of the crab.
It's going to be another dip.
Crab dip.
No. Nope.
It's pigs in a blanket.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Which makes sense. I grew up in PG County. My mom made pigs in a blanket all the time.
Did she?
All right, well, then what's Virginia? Because Virginia's right there. It's bordering the territory.
Virginia is buffalo chicken dip.
All right. Yeah. Yes.
Miles, you'll be very happy to know your home state of West Virginia, buffalo chicken dip.
Is it?
There you go.
Yeah, but here's the difference. In Virginia, someone's got that as a vanity plate. Buff chicken dip.
Washington State, where Seattle is located, we are currently.
Oh, don't tell me. It's going to be terrible, isn't it?
It just seems odd, but it's cake.
Cake?
Cake?
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm bringing a cake.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome in my home.
Last year, the party I went to, his wife does not care about football. She's a baker. He brought a cake.
Okay.
She's welcome. Granola's
fine.
Granola guy. All right, I'll tell you what, Montana, you're not helping yourself. Lentil soup. Again, these are the most Googled Super Bowl foods and everything.
What about Oregon? Soup. Let the party start.
Oregon.
We're going to do lentil soup shops.
Oregon is banana bread.
Banana bread.
Yeah.
I mean,
we have banana bread and cake.
Banana bread still, I like banana bread. Shout out to Stevie. Thanks for the bread.
Is the West Coast only doing desserts?
No.
What about Cali?
New Hampshire's like, yo, what's up with the cakes and cupcakes?
All right.
Nobody in New Hampshire starts a sentence.
How about California? Tell me something good. Like, I don't know.
California. It says California as you think it would be. Baked chicken breast.
Oh, wow.
You're kidding me.
You want to know how to make a chicken breast?
Super Bowl Sunday.
Put it in the oven,
It's a cheat day in goddamn California?
Well, apparently not.
Well, it's not baked, a cheat day.
It's baked chicken breast.
You can't get a cheat day.
But at least put some hot sauce on it.
Give me Kentucky.
Kentucky.
They're down some food, right?
Oh, God. I hadn't seen this one yet. Kentucky's ugly, too.
Oh, no. No.
Salad.
What?
The hell out of my
No one in Kentucky's ever eaten a salad.
I'm with you. Hey, listen.
Go to the granola party. You're out.
If you want to bring over, like, a veggie tray, I'm cool with that because I want to be snacking the whole time. But I don't want to eat salad on Super Bowl.
Do you like the raw broccoli?
Yeah, duh.
You do.
I like the broccoli.
How about the cherry tomatoes?
Nah, don't mess with those.
All right.
I'm a broccoli cucumber guy.
Okay.
All right.
You know that, ladies. all right, Maryland. Now, Maryland.
Crab dip?
Not famous for this, but some of our favorite, this type of food is from there. Because we never cut corners.
Pizza.
All right.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with pizza at a Super Bowl party.
No.
Most Super Bowl parties are always going to have a pizza.
Or a sub or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. Side note. Hey, by the way, if you want to impress people, show up with a 6-foot sub. Miles, you had a party once with a huge sub.
Yeah.
That was a great call out of you.
Crowd went wild.
I took a foot of it home.
Give me Oklahoma.
I'm not kidding. Oklahoma. All right. Oklahoma. It must be cold there this time of year. Is there Googling chicken noodle soup?
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Maybe chili.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Come on.
North Dakota's going baked nachos.
Is Kansas going chili? Come on,
Kansas. Kansas, buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah!
That's what I'm saying, man. If you don't have little smokies or meatballs in there, you better have buffalo chicken dip in your crock pot.
Let's go to Massachusetts.
All right.
I've been to Massachusetts. This one seems weird for you guys. Gluten-free pretzels.
Oh, geez.
They can eat whatever they want because they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Arkansas is up your alley. Chicken wings.
All right.
Yeah. what was it say? Colorado's getting down with broccoli cheese soup. It seems like people want warm
cheese soup.
Here's my whole thing.
Broccoli cheese soup.
The Super Bowl Sunday should have one rule with your food. You don't need a fork or a knife.
And it can't be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Right? It should be should be able picked up or just picked up with a toothpick.
Yep, that's exactly right. I completely agree with you.
Toothpick is the utensil.
Thank you, head chef. We appreciate it. There you go. Ted's meat and potatoes. Still to come, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Another round of profile that's coming up. And yes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Hits it. Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
We'll begin with this. Now, keep in mind, AC/DC as a band, they've gone through some things. Who was it? The drummer of the band, I believe?
He got in some real trouble there with some methamphetamines.
That is correct. So I want to say he's out of the band. And then the singer, Brian Johnson.
He might be back in the band.
He had to undergo some kind of surgery. People were worried he left the band. Now the headline says this. Ever since Brian Johnson was spotted at a recording studio with the rest of AC/DC, there's been speculation that he's back in the band.
No Sherlock.
Well, he had hearing problems before, and we know how loud AC/DC is.
Yes.
So he was not able to use the monitors in his head, and he was getting some really, he was going to go deaf. So they did something so he could still be able to hear himself, still be able to scream, I guess, and do all that. Honest to God, I thought that Axl Rose did a fine job stepping in.
Well, he did. Then he got busy with Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Next headline. Missing money found at home of armored car driver.
No, Sherlock.
So it's not just us when we see him. Even the guys driving are like, I'm going to rob one.
I mean, how could you? I don't know what they get paid, but no matter what you get paid, when you think about all the cash sitting behind you in the vehicle you're driving, like, you don't get paid that much. I can't believe it doesn't happen more often.
I mean, that's always the issue with drug dealers, right?
What?
You got to threaten to kill people or people will take the money.
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, that's the only way they can kind of control it is, like, people are so fearful they won't steal from them.
Well, yeah, threat of death. It works really well. Even when I was a kid, I didn't realize my father, you know, it's a child to take things literally, and you get the, hey, man, you do that again, I'm going to kill you. Hey, man, you do that again, I'm going to break your neck. So I thought, like, for real, this is what's going to happen. I never did those things twice. We continue. Family devastated after teen girl disappears from home.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No sh- Sherlock.
What else would you expect them to do? Like, hey.
One less mouth to feed.
Ooh, good news.
We can turn it into a guest room.
I ain't watching HGTV for nothing.
Oh, we could do that. I could put my sewing machine there.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, if she returns safely, we could switch it back, you know. Next headline. In anti-vax hotspots, measles outbreak spreads.
Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock!
Tell me you saw the Facebook post.
I saw the Facebook post. If you did not see the Facebook post.
Maybe it was Reddit. I don't know.
This was, wherever it's put. But this was
from Facebook. I think somebody put it on Reddit.
But it was an anti-vax forum. All right?
Yeah.
And it just said, hey, man, there's this measles outbreak. Can anyone give me a suggestion of what to do to protect my kid? I'm just going to leave it right there. We continue. A fall can cause injury.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
Ask Bob Barker. He'd be doing just fine if he wouldn't stop hitting the deck.
But isn't that why they invented Life Alert?
Yes.
Right? I'm falling and I can't get it. Like, man, we know. Come on down. Right.
That's why they have bathtubs with doors.
Right. Like, we...
And seats.
If you weren't going to injure yourself, no one would worry about it. They go, oopsie daisy, I'm clumsy.
Falling down is funny but dangerous.
I bet Bob still goes shirtless.
Bob Barker?
Yeah.
No, man.
Bob Barker.
He's 95.
Yeah.
No one deserves that.
At 95, you either have a shirt on or you go full naked.
It's just taking off my shirt and everything with
it. I bet his testicles are down to his knees at this point.
Oh, guaranteed.
95 years of gravity. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's the name of his autobiography. Headline. Study says you're going to keep aging until you die.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No sh**, Sherlock.
I mean, look, they paid for that study.
But what about Rob Lowe?
Well, most of them. Maybe that's why they did the stuff. John Stamos.
Yeah, Lowe and
Rob Stamos. Lowe.
Yeah, there's a few of them, I'm pretty sure, that live in like a frozen, like,
place. Let's all enjoy. Ralph Macchio. Ralph Macchio has not aged since Karate Kid.
Well, he knows a few more secrets than we do, dude. He's the Karate Kid.
Yeah, well, it didn't work for Pat Morita. Fed discovers that millennials spend less money because they have less money.
No, Sherlock.
It's not the third one. GOP rep says U.S. campaign shouldn't be cooperating with Russia.
No, Sherlock.
I'm glad he brought that up. I hadn't heard anything about that.
I was playing bubble hockey the other day, and we weren't even playing Russia anymore.
Man, oh man.
No way.
No, I'm just
playing. Okay. So who the hell's what we play? It's all about that.
Yeah. Now you just play yourselves.
You found bubble hockey, though?
Yes, there's a random bar by a ferry dock that has.
Awesome.
There's,
I love that.
There's one by your, is it still there?
No, they took it out.
Are you kidding?
No, it pissed me off.
Oh, I love like around the corner, dude. It was awesome.
Random people in there like, you're playing it, I'm paying.
Hey man, this last message, last headline comes to us courtesy of the Food and Drug Administration. FDA warns to make sure the glitter is edible before eating it.
Well, no Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Ms. Sharisha Morrison of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't know how to explain her situation. I'll just give you the story. You can reach your own conclusion. This is all you need to know. Since January 1st, the beginning of the new year, a man who she doesn't know, not just to her, but other neighbors in the neighborhood, have been getting delivered food by this guy. Simply drops it off at the doorstep, and he leaves it in a nice plastic shopping bag, and typically it contains a few pieces of bologna and a few pieces of bread. It's not very much, but a little something to help people feed. It should be noted that, first off, Morrison doesn't necessarily need the assistance, but it still seemed like a nice gesture. Until she opened the lid and realized that the bologna was soaked in urine.
Mm.
And not only is the bologna soaked in urine, the bologna has been soaked in urine every day again since January 1st. As she says, it smelled like urine. I just want him to stop. I really do. Also, I don't want anything more to be in there. It's going to be feces next time instead of urine. Yeah, it just won't stop, man.
Every day a bologna sandwich with pee on it.
Every day, this guy, not just her, everyone in the neighborhood, no one's quite sure who this guy is. But yeah, he just keeps dropping off.
Can't they take a DNA sample from the urine and find out who this guy is?
It might be dog pee. I think Aunt Edna is still eating.
The dog would eat the bologna in the meat, though. Or the bread.
You're just having to pee on it, man. I don't know. But that's a real thing that's happening. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Mitchola!
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take color 9 now. 844-999-OLA.
OLA! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.